Hi there, Joyce here. I wonder what kind of start you've had to this year. Has it been a slow, gentle start, or an exciting, busy, active start? Or have you had a start to your year in a very different setting? Well, for Martin and I, it's been quite an exciting start to the year in a new city and a new country. Yes, we moved to Chiang Mai near the end of last year, and we've had a few months settling in Chiang Mai, getting to know our new team and also making life work in a new place. But we've also done what we've been doing for the last 9 years. We've run a TCK camp here in New Zealand. So we've just finished the camp and tomorrow we fly back to Thailand. But I just wanted to share with you a little about the theme that we had at our TCK camp this year. The theme was the road less traveled. And although we took some inspiration from the Robert Frost poem, the main inspiration came from the teachings of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. The road less traveled has a narrow gate and the path is hard, as described in Matthew 7:13-14. And it also says that few find it. The path of following Jesus asks us to love our enemies, to forgive, to give to the needy, to let our light shine, to do to others as we would have them do to us. The list goes on. I'm very sure that you're familiar with these teachings of Jesus in Matthew. What I've described sounds really basic to following Jesus, doesn't it? Perhaps good to share at a camp for youth. But the reality is that as we journey with Jesus on this path that has the narrow gate that few find, often it's hard to love others as we love ourselves. It's hard to forgive when things affect us personally. To let our light shine when we would rather hide away, to give to the needy when we're tired of the needy. The way of Jesus really is different. It requires self-sacrifice, continual small decisions to follow and serve him. I'm thankful that as I start this new year in a new setting, that I have the help of the Holy Spirit and the support and encouragement of my brothers and sisters to help me walk this path that Jesus calls us all to. And my prayer for each of you is that you would know the help of the Holy Spirit and the support and encouragement of your brothers and sisters as you start out in this new year. Bye for now.